Thanks, Mr. Chairman. We are okay with the language. We really appreciate the efforts. I just have a concern, and I'd like to share with other high contracting parts and also with you. There is just one reference to the convention in this language proposed, is to talk about the weapons that are not prohibited or regulated under the protocols in the convention. Reading the text, I have the feeling that we might be going out of the scope of the convention. You mean? Because I'm not saying that it's not an important issue. I'm not saying that it's something that must be addressed. But I have the feeling that the way it's written, and also it seems way too broad, and looks like more compliance and an assessment on IHL rather than the objects and proposals of the convention. Maybe we can work on the language to make it more adequate. Thank you.
No, thank you very much for that, Brazil. I mean, the thinking behind the language is that we need to have enough to anchor it in the convention, I agree, and the references to IHL and the impact on civilians, etc., is an attempt to do that. But it is quite clear to me that during the discussions, what has been raised are really the use of weapons that are not currently prohibited or regulated under this convention, and if we are, or its protocols, and that if we are to advance the debate in the direction that some would like, then we need to be able to talk about something that isn't currently under regulation or prohibition. I think it's been a delicate balancing act, recognising that there are quite different views on this issue within the room. But maybe we'll hear a few more of those views, and we can certainly try and work on the text. Next up, I have Switzerland. Sir, you have the floor.